Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InternetWrestle.com, a special interview brought to you by our friends at Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at clinchgear.com. What do you say we head to Davidson, North Carolina, where Bob Patnetsky is the head coach of Davidson College, and he's got some good stuff going on there. Bob, how's it going, bud?
It's going great. We just finished up school. Graduation was this past weekend, so it's kind of quiet right now, kind of nice.
It's almost kind of eerie, isn't it?
Yeah, there's not many people here. I mean, our school isn't that big to start with, but once you take the students away, it gets really quiet around here.
Yeah, you be careful those walls stay standing while they are gone. I know that one guy is going to be returning to practice after a great performance at up at Northern Iowa at the Great Plains. I want you to talk about this young man, because you made a promise to yourself that you'd never return to the national championships until you had qualifiers. And this young man, I think, may have read that release. Alex Radsky is a junior for you. Didn't take him that long, but man, at 60 kilos, he's made the opportunity for himself to go to the World Team Trials in Council Bluffs, June 11th and 12th. Talk about Alex and your impact and the impact he's had on you, conversely.
Well, you know, Alex is a great kid. You know, his goal is he wants to be an All-American. He wants to win the Southern Conference Championship. And, you know, eventually he wants to win the U.S. Open and compete in a World Championship. And I'll tell you what, Scott, he and his brother, I mean, they work out continuously. They actually, you know, they earned this right, or he earned this right, to be able to compete in the World Team Trials. And, you know, it's just a testament to him that hard work pays off.
It really does, and his twin brother, who battled for space inside that womb with a view, Vitaly, is competing as well. He's up a little bit in weight, 66 kilos. When you see twins like this, when you see these guys, like the Brands brothers, the Steiner brothers, and go on and on and on, they really have a different ability to communicate, a different ability to drive each other. Talk a little bit about that special experience that you're enjoying.
It's definitely been a special experience. I've learned a lot about twins in the past 2-3 years, and it's very unique how they think like each other. You know, one person, really between the two of them, like, one person can't be separated from the other. Mm-hmm. And if they are, they know something's wrong. It's a very, very unique experience, and, you know, they push each other so hard in the room. And in the situation that you talked about, Vitaly, he is up a weight. You know, it just, they're about both the same size, so it makes it a little bit difficult. And Alex was the one that stayed the smaller of the two. Actually, Vitaly wrestled 125 his freshman year.
Wow.
So he jumped over Alex to wrestle 141. And, but the experience that we've gone through with the Radskis, it's great for our program. It actually, with Alex winning the conference championship and qualifying for the national tournament, the attitude of our program has significantly changed. Everybody on the team now wants to be the conference champion because they actually believe it. They've seen one of their own do it, and it's not just Coach Privateer and I standing up in front of them telling them they can do it. You know, once somebody does it, now they're believing. And this spring, these guys have just worked extremely hard like I've never seen before. And, you know, we're looking forward to moving on. And Alex is going to be a great leader along the way. And, you know, like I said, his goal is to be an All-American. And, you know, I've learned a lot from him by the fact of, you know, I try and monitor the amount that they work out. I try and guide them along different things. But when it comes to just straight self-drive, them two guys aren't going to be denied.
Well, it was Radsky who became, last March, Davidson's first Southern Conference champion in 41 years and competed at the NCAA Wrestling Championships for the first time in his career. How big a move was that for him or by him for you?
By him for me, it was monumental. I mean, because of the fact of, you know, that's what we've been striving to do as a staff. I mean, you never want to say, well, I want to lose, you know. I mean, nobody does that. I hate to lose. I hate to lose at anything. I mean, if we're playing stickball, I hate to lose. But the fact of the matter is that it's kind of rejuvenated everybody around the whole, not just wrestling program, but around the whole type of campus.
Well,
and it's just been a great experience. You know, Alex was disappointed in his performance, but I kept trying to tell him about the bigger picture. Hey, you know, we take steps to get where we want to be. You've been here. Now you know what it's like. And, you know, the next time, hopefully next year, we're back there, you know, he doesn't have to go through, well, there's 18,000 people, there's this, there's that. You know, we just go out and wrestle one match at a time.
Is that the hardest thing, Coach, beyond the actual wrestling? Is that the hardest thing to teach them, you know, what it's like to wrestle in front of 17,545 fans?
Yeah. You know, you try and prepare them. Because he's wrestled in big environments. I mean, he comes from Columbus, Ohio, Thomas Worthington High School, you know, and he's wrestled in the state championships in Ohio. So he's wrestled in big environments, but nothing like the NCAAs. And I kept trying to prepare him for the 2 weeks to tell him, hey, it's just another match. Don't worry about it. You know, go out, wrestle the way you know how, and let the chips fall where they may. You know, that's the kind of approach that we took, to not say, wow, it's the NCAAs. You know, he gets all nervous. You know, we really tried to take the nervous factor out of it. I mean, we wanted him a little nervous, but not to where he would clam up and not be able to perform.
Yeah, not to make it any worse for you, Coach, but always explain to him, you know, to be a college wrestling star is one mm-hmm. thing. In other words, if you're on a wrestling team at the collegiate level, that's a step or two above the high schools. The best of the high schools mm-hmm. end up in college, and the best of the college end up at the national duels. End up at the national championship. So you really are not just the cream of the crop, but the best of the cream, because that is where it all boils down. And man, you watch it as you approach Saturday and you go, you know, this is it. These are the best guys in the country right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he realizes that he was in with the best guys in the country. And, you know, I was sitting with him watching the All-American round, and I think it was Northern Colorado's guy became the first All-American, and Alex turned to me and said, man, that's awesome. And the whole crowd, I mean, all 17,000 people stood up because, man, that's awesome. He goes, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so.
And he was speaking for every one of those guys out there just like him, and I would imagine he was speaking for you too.
Well, you know, thank you, and, you know, he's earned his own success. Coach and I just guide him along, you know, try to tell him, you know, one thing that we try and tell him is don't make mistakes. Mistakes will kill you.
Yeah.
You minimize mistakes, your winning percentage goes up, you know. And that's one thing, that is the last thing that I told him before he left for Iowa to wrestle the Northern Plains Regional was, hey, be smart. You're very good, but be smart. Don't beat yourself. And that's an approach that he's really starting to believe in, that, you know, I'm going to pick and choose my time to score. I'm just not going to try and create action to create action and see what happens. You know, and that's where he's really evolved into being the best of the best.
You know, when you compare the two athletes, the twins, Vitaly really has the better look to him. He's more handsome, I think. And you can tell him that I said that. No, I'm looking at the two pictures. Alex's hair is a little bit longer than Vitaly's, so there's a little bit different look about him. But boy, they do look very similar, very similar.
Yeah, the one thing that I guess after being with him for 3 years, and Vitaly has a scar on his right bicep that's probably about 4 or 5 inches long. That's one distinct way to tell the two apart. Other than that, right now, Vitaly got a beard and Alex doesn't. But, you know, you try and pick up on them subtle differences. And, you know, I've often done it where I call Vitaly Alex and Alex Vitaly, and I just say, hey, man, I'm sorry. You know what I'm trying to say.
Sure. Well, hey, it's an embarrassment of riches. What coach wouldn't like to have a pair of boys that happen to be twins that are as driven as these two? Davison Jr., Alex Radke. Well, it didn't take him long to follow his trip from the NCAAs on up to the Northern Plains for USA Wrestling to advance to the World Team Trials in Council Bluffs. It'll be June 11th and 12th. Will he make a world team? If his coach has anything to say about it, he absolutely will. Will you be there, Coach?
I just booked my ticket today. I will be there to support and encourage and coach Alex. I know I talked with him yesterday. He's really excited. Like I said, he's going to train in Columbus to get ready for the tournament. Also, I'd like to say that Alex, as a student, was named Academic All-American, and he and his brother, as soon as the world team trials are over, June 14th, they're flying to Belarus for 6 weeks to do a study where they got a grant through the school to study the Belarus national team and how they train and the economics and how the system works in Belarus.
Oh, very. You know, that's going to be a heck of a report afterwards. That's going to be incredible.
Yeah, they're, you know, they're very driven young men. I can't say enough about them. They are such overachievers, but they will not settle for not being the best. And you couldn't ask any more from athletes as a coach.
Well, I know that you, Bob, are not ready to settle for anything less than the best either. Good job by you. Congratulations on the performance on the year. I know you're looking for bigger, better things always, but Davison should be awful proud to have you in the driver's seat as the head coach of the wrestling program. Good job, Bob.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. And, you know, it's, you know, I view it, it's a journey. And you go up and down and up and down. And, you know, one day you're going to, the journey's going to end. And then you sit back and you evaluate. And, you know, each and every day we keep striving to get better. And when you got guys like the Radskis, it makes it a little bit easier.